I just wrote a memo. In that memo, I invited some people to a park. In the location slot of the memo, I described a park 3 stone throws away from my home. And this made me think about stone throws. And within some urge to go throw a stone, measure it, and qualify my bold directional statement, I realized I don't often mean exactly what I say. And then I thought, did I just communicate in stone throws? So yesterday at work, a woman reminded me that not everybody appreciates made-up cutesy shit, aka statements that don't mean exactly what they say. I guess sort of like me talking about stone throws when I actually haven't measured. So I'm at work. This woman passes by the fish tank and notices the fish are hungry. That's right, the fish are hungry. And not just a little hungry, but really effing hungry. She proceeded to tell me this, and based on my first disaffected reaction, she proceeded to tell me again. The second time, she told me in a louder voice, with a lot more urgency and a side of escalation. So here we are. The fish are hungry. And as she is telling me, this is not a joke. The fish are hungry. The fish are hungry. The lady is screaming. And then she starts asking questions. The questions are directed at me. And I am left to, well, make some shit up. So I tell her, yeah, the fish have been fed. No worries. Then I go with, oh yeah, they feed them every day. And sure, we have a really good team of people looking after those fish. In my work orientation, I was told some people have a heightened radar for detecting inconsistency. So I realized maybe somebody who talks about hungry fish might be this example. All right, so again, effing hungry fish and me answering questions. Basically, my responses were lame. Lady with fish concern wasn't having it. She stops yelling. She stops staring at the fish. Now, she's staring at me, and she's making sure I'm looking. Now she says, hey, hey, you don't know shit about the fish, do you? Damn, she got me. Anyways, so back to the memo. The memo about the park that is 3 stone throws away. I actually have not a friggin' clue how many stones it takes me to get to the park. But now I'm thinking, well, geez, if I learn a lesson, I should apply it to all my life. So I'm wasting time writing and thinking when I should really hit the streets. I should hit the streets with a rock and throw. I should run to where my first rock lands, shout aloud, one, and then throw again. I should do this while counting out loud until I reach the park. Then, by the last numbered shout, I should be able to say, with confidence, how many rock throws I am from said park. But then again, I never actually did this. I had the stone throw idea. And then, just like the fish lady, my mind got all worked up because I started thinking about types of stones, weight variants, stone materials, sedimentation, air quality, and wind. And then I thought about my arm strength and how many hours I slept last night. And then I thought about dog walkers and kids and squirrels and dogs chasing squirrels. And should any of these things cross my path, they would really get in the way of true stone-throwing measurement. And then I thought, what if the cops drove by? And what will the cops do when they see me throwing stones in the street? The cops will think I'm violent, or crazy, or dangerous. Or maybe they would think they have missed the city's memo about the new stone-throwing measurement crew. But if they got that memo, and if I were really a part of that crew, why would I be wearing a civilian outfit and not those cute reflective vests? You know the ones, the orange with yellow stripes. So great. Are we on the same page yet? Silence. Don't worry. It's totally cool. Are we on the same page? We are not. But guess what? Last night, another person asked me if the fish had been fed. And by golly, I had a really great, really true, really informed response. So I know people normally don't talk back to the radio, but please bear with me for one more sec. To verify that you just listened to the same story I spoke, please give verbal response. You have two choices. Yes. No. Your response, the end.